Lisa Murkowski trumped naysayers yesterday by claiming victory in her U.S. Senate race against Republican Party candidate Joe Miller. Murkowski flew back to Anchorage from Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to accept her election win after a hand count of absentee ballots put her more than 10,000 votes ahead of Miller. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
It's another first for Alaska. Lisa Murkowski became the first person in more than half a century to win a write-in campaign for a U.S. Senate seat.
They told us that this could not be done, and we all heard it. What a wild, wild thing that we were doing. What a chance. What a risk. But for the right thing.
Murkowski greeted supporters and national television cameras at a laborer's local union hall in Anchorage Wednesday night after scrambling to return to Alaska from the nation's capital. The newly elected senator quoted her longtime friend and mentor, Senator Ted Stevens, in her victory address.
To hell with politics, do what's right for Alaska. You just keep coming back to that. And you're willing to take the risk. And I think one thing that we've learned from this, if you want something done, tell an Alaskan that they can't do it.
Murkowski's campaign slogan, write it in, fill it in, worked to gain her 10,400 votes over Joe Miller by Wednesday afternoon. The two had waged a tough, often brutal campaign for Alaska's open Senate seat. Alaska Native leaders endorsed Murkowski, and credit is given to rural precincts for her write-in lead. But Labor leader Mano Fry says Alaska working men and women supported her, too.
Lisa supports the working people in Alaska. She supports project labor agreements. And though we don't agree on every single issue, from the time she was in Juneau in the state legislature till certainly now in Washington, D.C., it's an open door. And the Laborers International has always been able to have a dialogue and discuss with her the issues important to Alaskans.
Hours before Murkowski was scheduled to give her acceptance speech, Randy Redrick, chair of the Republican Party of Alaska, issued a statement congratulating Murkowski on her victory. Redrick said the Alaska Republican Party stands ready to embrace Lisa Murkowski as Alaska's only Republican U.S. senator and called on Joe Miller to respect the will of the voters and end his campaign in a dignified manner. No word yet from the Miller camp on if it will pursue a recount. Randy DeSoto, Miller's campaign manager, says some precincts experienced voter irregularities. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
Just moments ago, Joe Miller asked a federal judge for a preliminary injunction to stop officials from certifying Alaska's U.S. Senate election.